How are you ready to go, sir? Are we recording?
Laura has it recording. We're ready to roll.
What?
Yes, Laura has it recording. We're ready to go.
Okay. Okay, we'll go ahead and call the special meeting of the Board of Directors of the Los Osos Community Service District to order. First thing we'll do is the flag salute. Please stand.
I'll let Ron.
All right, before we have the roll call vote, I just, as I mentioned in my Brown Act AB 2449 that just took effect this year to allow for hybrid meetings when there's special situation that prevents the other directors or a director from meeting in person, what we are required to do is the three of us need to approve them participating remotely. So unless there's any objections, we'll allow Mr. Cecenia and Director Gatchel to
participate remotely.
Yes. I just want to see anybody's paying attention.
No objection for me.
We're good.
Okay. So with that, then we'll have a full board of five members. And even though Mr. Sassani is the president, he is not here. He's participating remotely. So I'll be chairing as the vice chair. Correct. So with that, I'll ask Mr. Munns to please take a roll call vote.
We'll have Laura do that.
Oh, pardon me, Laura. I'm sorry, Laura.
No problem. Director Forcroy.
I'm here.
Director Gatchel.
Here.
Director Womack.
Present.
Vice President Ohilski.
Present.
President Cecenia.
Remotely present.
Okay, well, thank you all for that. So we have a general action items, which is a review of the emergency contracting procedures per public contract code section 22050. Do you want to do these all together or should I split them up?
We can go through all together since I just have a few slides.
What's the preference of the two meeting with us on the hybrid situation? All at one or three separate discussions?
Oh, I don't understand the question.
Oh, and they're the general action items. There's really three separate parts of it. And I just want to know if we were going to discuss all three together or we wanted to separate them for discussion purposes.
Well, I think if you see in my presentation, we can stop after each, if that's your preference.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll play it by ear then.
Okay.
All right. So in the second part of it is formation of a board ad hoc committee to monitor the Cabrillo Basin emergency repair work and receive an update on Vista de Oro incident. So that's it, just those two parts, I'm sorry.
And the emergency contracting procedures. So we've got three parts to it.
Yes.
So as we've had for the last few weeks, we do have a resolution which we can take action on at the very end of this item. It's the same we've been doing to continue our procedures to deal with the emergency repairs up at the basin. But before we go to that, at the last board meeting last week, there was a suggestion that the board form an ad hoc committee. Per our bylaws, board bylaws, the president can appoint an ad hoc committee comprised of two or less directors. It says the duties shall be outlined at the time of appointment and that the committee will dissolve when the final report has been given. So I did put together some suggested duties.
We did talk about this at our last meeting a little bit. But it was general because it wasn't a contract, or pardon me, it wasn't an agenda item.
Correct. So, and these are only my suggestions and we can add or subtract from these. But since President Sasania isn't here, he still is engaged as a member of the board. There's any questions about what we're doing for the ad hoc committee, this would be the time for the board to ask questions or make any suggested amendments to the duties.
Chuck, do you have any comments? I know Matthew does.
I appreciate this, Mr. Munns. I like the scope of the ad hoc committee here. As we found out, some of us did earlier today, this is fluid. This is changing. The scope of this project is changing all the time. And I do want the full board to be fully behind it. And we have some expertise on the board in this area. And so I think an ad hoc committee is appropriate.
Okay, Matthew, would you like to make a comment?
Just that I think those duties are appropriate. Reviewing consultant reports, recommendations, and participating in meetings, I think is a good scope.
Okay, and again, I want to emphasize that this in no way is going to slow down anything. We're committed to being ready to review any report when it's ready. And this is not going to slow down anything because we need to move ahead.
Thank you, Chuck. I think I'm going to take public comment on this now. So, boo. It's kind of windy. So if anybody in the room has a public comment on the ad hoc committee, please come up to the podium. Seeing none.
And if Ron, raise your hand. There's no public comment online.
Okay, thank you. So Ron, we'll move on then.
Okay. Do you want to have Chuck go ahead and appoint the committee, ad hoc committee at this point before we move to the next?
Yeah, we could do that. Okay. Okay. Chuck, would you like to do that?
Yes, at this point, Director.
Hold on a minute. The window, the door just blew open again.
It slammed.
Oh, it's amazing. I'm pretty sure a palm tree down the street's going to go over in a few minutes.
Went up on Ramona, yes, just past between 4th and 5th, or on the corner of 5th, all the leaves blew off of them. It was amazing.
It's pretty nasty. Not even a good day to go for a walk.
Okay, Chuck, so do you want to appoint the ad hoc committee?
I do. I want to appoint an ad hoc committee as suggested in agenda item 2A with the three bullet pointed duties. And that committee would consist of Director Forcry and myself. And I don't expect it to last more than 2 months. This should be wrapped up by then.
Okay. So great. That ad hoc committee is appointed then with Director Sasania and Director Forcry.
Okay. The next part of the agenda item is a brief update of what's going on at the Vista de Oro incident. Sorry, I can talk. The Disaster Relief Center in SLO did close today, though a FEMA representative came by the office later this afternoon and said if any of the residents, not only in Vista de Oro area, but all of Los Osos, you can still apply. It's just you won't have all the opportunities that were at the DRC. Did want to say that Los Osos Emergency Coalition has been formed to coordinate assistance to impacted residents. One of the members of the coalition is Tom. He's here today. But it's an amazing coalition of...
Ron, would you like to mention Tom's name so people could know who aren't here?
Tom Cross. he's the coordinator of the information. We also have Richard Margetson. He's part of it from representing People Helping People. But we have People Helping People, Los Osos Cares, Rotary Club, Kiwanis Club, Chamber of Commerce, all involved in trying to coordinate the relief from the disaster. There is a major fundraiser planned for February 26th at the community center. It starts at noon and goes to six. There'll be entertainment, bands, beer and wine and food sales, and a silent auction, again, run by People Helping People. And we've got LOCAC is joining in by hosting the website that has all the information links, and it's still under development, but Tom's also involved with that as a member of LOCAC. I forgot to mention they're part of the coalition as well. And so people can go to the LOCAC website for links. That's all I have for an update at this point. We're hoping, one last thing, we're hoping to have information from our insurance provider probably next week. I did talk to the adjuster.
From CSDA?
Yes, SDRMA, oh. Yes, yes. And so it's a third party adjuster and civil engineering firm that is going to provide that information.
Okay.
So we don't have an exact date, but it looks like it's close. I know that's been kind of a long time coming and people are anxious to see. And then with that, the final action is to adopt resolution 2313, which is reaffirming the delegation of the authority under the public contract code section 22050B.
Right. So if you look at the staff recommendation on the agenda, it's item number one. The other two items, or pardon me. Yeah, the other two items, we've already had the ad hoc committee been appointed by Director Sasenya, and we've already received an update on the Vista de Oro incident. So is there any public comment on item number one, which is adopt resolution 2023-13.
Chuck, did you want to make your comment before public comment begins?
What?
Real quickly, I just wanted to say a thank you to Mr. Munns, and it was an interesting coalition meeting today. We had a representative from the state drop by, and he was kind of a neighborhood organizer type of fella that came in here, and when he heard about what had been happening in this neighborhood, he said, this could be a textbook course on how to have a neighborhood respond to an event like this. And that made me very proud. That's kind of what I want to say.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't realize people had comments on that item.
If you would like to make public comment and you are online, please raise your hand. And if you're in the boardroom, please come up to the podium. There's no public comment online.
Okay, I would point out that the recommendation on the screen is incorrect because it's not recommending the board adopt. The board is adopting. So I think this was going to a subcommittee coming to the board.
It could be.
So it should, the motion should read, the board adopts.
Okay, I'll do it. The board adopts resolution 2023-13, reaffirming the delegation of authority to general manager or his designee pursuant to the public contract code section 22050B to enter into emergency public works contracts.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. I'm going to, just so there's, everybody thinks they've had the opportunity. I don't want anybody to feel left out. Does anybody in the room have a comment on the motion? Anybody online, Laura?
There's no hands raised.
Okay, so with that then, can we go ahead and have a roll call, please, Laura, since it's a resolution?
Yes, Director Womack.
Yes.
Director Forcroy.
Yes.
Director Gatchell.
Yes.
Vice President Ohelski.
Yes.
President Sasenya.
Yes.
Okay. So that's the extent of tonight's agenda. So with that.
Do we do public comment for items not on the agenda or not in this meeting?
According to our council, for special meetings, you don't need to have that item.
Oh, okay.
Would anybody that's here like to make a special comment or no? Okay. then we will go ahead and adjourn.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Now, not only do I have the record for a regular meeting, but I also have the record for a special meeting.
All right.
Hey, Richard, I have something that I want to do in a silent auction. Who do I talk to about that? Pardon? Oh, okay.
Just, they came out. Want to make sure. They wanted to say something. They could say something.
Okay. Good night. Sorry, I couldn't make the meeting this morning, but I figured Jim would cover it all.
And I'm pretty excited for it. Meeting for the chamber.
You know, I was looking online and I forget where it was, but
so how have you been, Ron?
About,
is it more manageable yet?
The echo system.
I think
it's Pastor Roman.
Sure. What are you referring to?
They have an echo program, which is the very same thing you're talking about. I think it's Paso. I'll forward that on to you if I can find where it was. I mean, they give money back for you take your
out. You know anything about the insurance? I should not say that in your microphones.
I think it was a New Times announcement. I'm pretty sure it was this week's New Times. But I'll forward it on to you. I just think it would be a good mile.
That would be awesome. Thank you very much. Echo. It's a password. Cool. I'll forward that email and it'll do some research.
I haven't started working on my Christmas, my holiday events committee yet. So.
I mean, we're just starting, so we don't know how pressing the
budget. Well, I'm in the back of the thing, so.
Yeah, you're all the way to the left.
Not pressing at all.
Right on. For fear of spreading myself too thin.
Well, you should ask Ron or Chuck. I'm just on the finance and emergency services. Neither of them.
Also, the finance chair.